Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical Frank's ready. I'm ready. And thanks for joining us here in the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We had a great show. We're going to be talking about disease spillover and what that may mean. We've touched on some of this before. We've got new stuff. And we got to share that with you as well as our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform, the righteous ones. We're lifting them up in prayer. And we're seeking the Lord's face, and we're minding the time, because it grows short. And we have a devotional, and today's devotional was inspired by Pastor Ernie Sanders out of the Cleveland, Ohio area. He directs us to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 15 to 22, in which God instructs us, even in perilous times, to rejoice, pray without ceasing, give thanks for the will of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, Quench not the spirit, which means use your spiritual gifts. You know, what's that path of purpose God has for you? If you don't know, you got to ask him for it. Also, despise not prophecy, as well as prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. And lastly, abstain from evil. Seven things. Seven things that God wants us to do. And encourage one another. And pray without ceasing. We need that. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do so. Grab your Bible, seek his face. He'll talk to you. Mind the time, but grow short, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, the quacker is hot tonight. We got three things. Hundreds of healthcare workers, get this, that were fired for refusing to take the COVID vaccination. They won a multi-million dollar settlement. Woohoo! All right, so this is according to Liberty Counsel. More than 500 current and former healthcare workers who have won a lawsuit, first of its kind, against North Shore University Health System. They were fired or threatened to be fired if they didn't get vaccinated. Settlement was $10.3 million payout to the affected workers who were deemed by the courts to have been unlawfully discriminated against when they were denied religious exemptions from mandatory COVID vaccination. The Federal Northern District Court of Illinois filed the settlement Friday. Now it's going to the court for final approval, and it'll pay out over, a little over $10,300 to those affected. If they apply, now the, if the employees apply within 90 days of the final settlement that's approved in the court, they have the right, the terminated ones have the right to be reinstated. They're eligible to be rehired by North Shore. Anyway, so I don't know if I'd work for them again and treat you like that. But amen for the victory there. Moving along, the quack report. Gender-altering drugs can cause children to go blind. Oh, my goodness. This is the Food and Drug Administration. Children who go to, you know, they're wanted trans to a new gender, and they take these drugs. According to the U.S. FDA, They have put a warning label on these drugs, how the puberty blocking medications can cause blindness in children. The new label applies to the GRH antagonists, or these are hormone releasing ganuglobulin type drugs, which they give to the kids. It's also got severe symptoms of headaches, pressure that build up around the brain, and vision alterations and vision loss. So basically, headache, swelling near the optic nerve, blurred or loss of vision, double vision even, pain in the eyes, pain in the head, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, dizziness, and nausea are all kind of symptoms when the kids take those things. And last but not least, in the quack report, 80% of American parents are doubtful about the safety of the COVID pediatric vaccination treatment. Yep, this is a survey that was conducted by the National Health Organization. 43% of the parents that responded with children 5 years and younger said they will definitely not have their babies take the experimental COVID-19 vaccination. Now, Kaiser Health Foundation also surveyed COVID vaccine adherence. Another 40% of the parents would prefer to wait and see, not have their kids vaccinated. The survey also asked an open-ended question on the main reason why they would not vaccinate their eligible child right away. And the respondents basically came down to, the treatment's too new, not enough testing. They're worried about its proven efficiency and also the side effects, and they worry about, in general, the safety of their children. Amen. Safety of children. Paramount. You got to protect those babies. And I think more people are coming around, Frank. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank, do you like chicken wings? The quacker just reminded me. Chicken wings. People like hot sauce and chicken wings, you know. Have it when they watch sporting events. Anything interesting on the TV? Let's have some chicken wings. Well, do you know they vaccinate the birds in the wing area? Yeah. Whole new light on the chicken wing thing. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says what? Except for all the drugs they inject into the bird. Yeah, chicken wings okay, but yeah. Hold the drug therapy. All right, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about our disease spillover, and that's what we have. Now, according to science, the human race is creating pandemic disease. That's what science wants you to believe. So this is really not an admission from the science folks that they are the men creating the animal zoonotic diseases. No, no. They're saying that man is causing the reemergence or emergence of these diseases just by existing. So the global population is being told to get used to pandemic after pandemic, and it's all our fault. That's what we're supposed to understand here. But it's not true. History paints a very different picture of random pandemics. However, science is trying to convince people that what we are experiencing is nothing new, and it's expected. So there is really no evidence in history, though, that shows that such a previous pounding of new pandemic-like diseases that we're experiencing today, there's not even any history that shows that. So this report is really not to instill fear, but to make you aware, knowledgeable, and for you to prepare accordingly. Okay. Here's a quote from the BBC Network. They say the next pandemic is inevitable. Prime the pump. Make you think, uh-oh. Also, Duke Global Health Institute said large pandemics are more likely than we previously thought. And also the BBC Network says human activity has caused an evolutionary shift in creating opportunities for what is known as zoonotic spillover. Well, that's a big fat lie. Then we're going to get into why that is. So how do you stop a pandemic? That's a question scientists and media is, like, you know, putting out there. So the political and the media enterprises are instructing the public that the only way to overcome the onslaught of plagues is to prepare globally. In other words, there should be a global collaboration. It's a must. Everybody's got to do the same thing globally. Also, they say sacrifice of human rights and freedoms may be required. And lastly, experimental treatments from health care authorities is necessary. Well, people are, you know, being conditioned to expect pandemics, to follow the government protocols, and to accept the new way of life. Well, I'm about to shed some light on this. So here's Duke Global Health Institute. They say most people are likely to experience an extreme pandemic like COVID-19 in their lifetime. Now, I never heard that growing up. Did you, Frank? I never heard the likes of this. There's this new study. This is August 2021, Journal of the National Academy of Science. They say research suggests that our plague-infused reality has been a normal thing for 400 years. And I go, really? Since the 1600s, man has experienced plague after plague like we are today? I highly doubt that. And research goes on to state that the history of disease shows that past outbreaks point to not only a recurring probability, but also pandemics of more severe intensity. Are we talking about evolutionary history or the kind of history given a push by science? Which is it? Well, we, the public, are instructed by science to readjust our perceptions of pandemics, in which people should expect at least one pandemic, if not more, in their lifetime. According to science, the proof of pathogens is quite large from, I should say, the pool, really. The big pool of pathogens is very large, from pigs to bats. And we're going to get into these perceptions. Remember, we just got the redefinition of what a vaccine is. Remember, Frank? Remember when we were growing up as kids? It was supposed to protect you from disease and prevent you from getting disease. But they've adjusted that that whole definition now. So now they're wanting you to adjust your definition of reality from what a pandemic and what history has said about pandemics. We're going to get into it. Here is Nature Magazine. I'm sorry, Nature Medicine, July 2022. They say the animal reservoir seems to be mainly rodents. Wow. It has been. So we're going to get into that, too. So I go, well, you know, is it mostly rodent pathogens that we're seeing? Is that right? Well, I thought science was in bat caves procuring specimens for virus research, which they have been doing. And the following really is a list of diseases that are spread by rats, rodents, insects that feed on or travel on your rodents, like fleas, ticks, and mites. So your hantavirus is a rodent virus. Remember that one? How about this lymphocytic chronomethiitis virus, which is a virus that was isolated by science in 1933. How about the Black Plague, the bubonic plague? Yep. And salmonella, as well as rat bite fever, and a rare bacterial infection called tularemia. They're all those rodent plagues, right? Other than the Black Plague and the hantavirus, I doubt you kind of recognize the rest of them. But I don't think science is restricting itself to just rodent plagues for pandemics, especially in research. No, the research points to a much diverse collection of viruses. And science needs money from academic sponsors, drug companies, and the government. Here is a quote from Nature Medicine. They say, governments and funders are sleepwalking toward another pandemic unless they boost research and development on emerging infections. So, yeah, that's just a shot across the bow to, you know, universities and your politicians. Like, send us some money so we can create another pandemic and raise some more money for governments. So it's a vicious cycle. So we're going to take a look at the list of plagues to see if you can see this pattern. Now, according to the January 2020 issue of the Journal of the Public Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, here's the list. Okay? Here be the list. So in 1960, I started in 1960, and I went forward, you know, to present. So in 1968 to 1969, Hong Kong flu. Remember that one? Yeah? You were a kid, right, Frank? So was I. How about a 1976 swine flu? Well, that one really doesn't count because that was a hoax created by the drug companies to sell a vaccine they couldn't sell to pig farmers. But that doesn't count. That wasn't a real pandemic. How about the 1981 HIV/AIDS pandemic? Remember that? And now 2002 to 2003 was the SARS, your sudden acute respiratory syndrome. Supposedly came from bats, we're told. 2012, MERS, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, supposedly from camels. 2014 to 16, Ebola. And 2015, dengue, supposedly from mosquitoes. 2015 to 2016, the Zika virus. Remember that mosquito as well? And 2019, our COVID. They were trying to tell us that was from bats. And don't forget now the monkeypox here in 2022. So, if we go back a little further to 1899 to 1923, we had cholera. And then from 1918 to 1920, the Spanish flu. And then from 1957 to 1958, the Asian flu. So we have a pandemic planet here. And in the last 123 years, there have been roughly 11 pandemics that are viral in nature. Prior to the Spanish flu of 1918, there were two listed pandemics in history, one in 1347 to 1351 that affected Europe, Asia, and North Africa, which was the bubonic plague, and then in 541 to 543, the plague of Justinian, which was also a bubonic plague in the Mediterranean region. Okay, now this is really from your Public Library Medicine Center by Biotechnology listing the history here of plagues. So how is it that the ancient world of over 800 years, the plagues were restricted to bacterial infections from rats, rats, the fleas on rats. But today we have a mass array of viral diseases from various animals. So there is also a 552-year gap between the bubonic plague of 1347 and the cholera of 1899, and a 571-year gap between the bubonic plague of 1347 and the Spanish flu of 1918. So my brain says, why is there such a concentration of pandemic viral diseases since the 1920s? Viruses can be extremely lethal, and they're easily spread. Now, is it due to overpopulation? Is it due to global warming or human activity, like we're being led to believe? Doubtful. And I think the entire shift may have been sparked by Edward Jenner's smallpox experiments of 1796. Yep, vaccinology may be the brainchild behind the modern-day pandemic planet. So the COVID-19 virus should really reveal the intent due to the suppression of any treatments other than the vaccine. And remember, it's all about the proteins that evoke mechanisms in cells to perform certain tasks. And the DNA encodes information necessary for the cells to make proteins. Control the protein, control the DNA, and you control a pandemic. We following me here? Here's a quote from the Public Library of Medicine. They said, since the 1990s, plague is classified as a re-emerging infectious disease by the World Health Organization. Well, before 1990, the world definition of a plague referred to the bacterial rodent infection or bubonic plague. So science today has the ability to make any disease reemerge into a novel disease citing mutation. And science likes to call it horizontal gene transfer or genetic recombination caused by changes in the ecosystem. It's obvious, looking back at your history, that it's not the ecosystem or natural evolution. It's science forcing viral animal diseases to infect humans. Remember, the pandemics are random and never predictable. There is nothing random about what the world is experiencing today. Modern-day pandemics started 226 years ago, and God warned us about it in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Read that. It'll give you a little chill up your spine. So pandemics are part of the future, and we just have to be savvy about what we're hearing. So what does Frank say in Oregon? 1/14 of 1% is what percent of the Oregon population presumably died from the COVID? That's 2 years. What did the 1/14 of 1% become extreme? Well, the ancients didn't have enough bioweapon lamps. Well, see, yeah. I mean, disease is big business. That's what this is about. This is about creating a disease, make a vaccine, sell it to you. And then, you know, other controls are just, you know, the cherry on top. So the nature of man has promoted pandemics, and we must be wise in dealing with our current times. So there are scriptural promises of health and protection when we use God's medicinal herbs. And I plan to use them. And if you'd like to learn more, then call Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog. You'll find in there pandemic kits, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, immune boosters, toxin removal, and a lot more. But these are tools that educate you on how you can use. Sort of like, you know, if you were given a toothbrush and toothpaste as a toddler, You didn't know what to do with it until you were shown how to use it. But now you use it every day. And it's a prevention against, you know, oral infections, gum disease, decay, tooth decay. So you're using a prevention there, right? Your herbal, medicinal herbals can be preventions too. And they can also be lifesavers. So God's natural medicine is here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. You'll find that especially in Revelations chapter 22, verse 2, the end. He starts it out in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. He ends it in Revelation, so beginning to end. He's telling us, I've got some solutions to your everyday problems. They're right under your nose. Literally, they're right under our noses here. So the powerherbs.com is the web address if you want to check them out. And also the toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Yeah, get on there. You can also request a catalog through the website, and you'll get a receipt with a download link. If you want to just download the catalog, you can do that. Of course, if you prefer the one hard copy to mail to you, that's fine too. And the catalog is absolutely free, so take advantage of that. If you want to sign up for the weekly newsletters to get empowering information each week in your email address, only delivered by email, they're absolutely free too. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com, select books and newsletters, and you can sign up for your newsletters there. So thepowerherbs.com, it's an educational step to wellness. So it's all about taking responsibility and being proactive, and I know you can do it. Anybody can. You have power. You just didn't know how to exercise it. You just didn't know how to use herbs. So this is the way to learn, and this is the way. You know, you learned how to brush your teeth, tie your shoes when you were a kid. Now it's just, you know, it's automatic. Learning how to use herbs can be automatic too. It doesn't have to be rocket science. That's right. I don't think God expected us to have a petrochemical drug company to keep us well. I think we were designed to be well with healthy, organic, clean foods, fruits and vegetables, spices, and the medicinal herbs. And science has proven that's correct, because when they test foods, spices, and whole foods against even your synthetic supplements, the body prefers the food sources, and you can do a lot more without a mega dose when you got the chemistry right, and God did the chemistry, see? So you can't reinvent that wheel. But we're going to talk more. We got lots to talk about on the other side of this little break, and give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get the catalog. That's the first step. You'll have questions. Give them a call. Email them. It's all about starting on a health quest, and you can take that first step today. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Taking a little break. We'll be right back with more.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Double 07, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live. I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Two million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Thank you for the bouncy music, and we're going to be talking about what goes into your synthetic vitamins. You ever think about them? What's in there? Some people just don't even think about it. You see the label. It says vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, you know, zinc, magnesium. They really don't think about what's really in that bottle. And if you go to, you know, your supplement facts panel, you'll pretty much see a list of chemicals there, and people just glaze over about that stuff. So let's get into that. You know, consumers are kind of aware that your store shelves have a lot of synthetic vitamins, and most of them are pretty much made by your pharmaceutical companies or from a giant private label manufacturer. So any manufacturer who wants to jump into your supplement industry can get instant approval by using the FDA's supplement monograph recipe book.
So a lot of these private labeling supplement companies just offer you this recipe book, and you can say, yeah, we got it. We're starting a gym, and we want to have a line of supplements for our patrons, and with our logo and business name on it. So yeah, let's get a line of energy supplements. Stuff that's geared to the male and stuff that's geared to the female, that kind of thing. So anybody can get into the supplement industry quickly without having to go through FDA approval by doing it that way. So by using the guidelines set out by the FDA on how they make supplements, they can really get their own brand private labeled by this other company. So what's in the artificial supplements other than, chemicals used to fortify breakfast cereal? Isn't that what it is, maybe? Let's look at it. The folks at Channel 4's Food Unwrapped show, they went to New Jersey to visit one of the nation's largest manufacturers of supplements, the IVC Industries, that's the name of it, and they reported that the capsule vitamins were all made from synthetic petrochemical ingredients. So these are, chemicals that attempt to mimic an original source of a nutrient. So what really surprised the news crew is that in order for large amounts of vitamin supplements to be made, there is a process where the synthetic ingredients tend to be fermented. So how exactly is that accomplished? Well, according to Nick Bennett, head of the IVC Industries, he's part of the product development team, they take a glucose syrup and they mix it with various bacteria. So Mr. Bennett says this is how they get various B vitamins, by picking out a type of fermented bacteria. And most of the 13 vitamins supposed to be in the average multivitamin today are essentially bacterial waste products. How does that make you feel? Shocked, I would think. Now, Bennett stated that the American diet is so deficient that we rely on these vitamin supplements to fill in gaps. But it's really not nutrition they're selling people. Studies suggest that two-thirds of adults, or 65%, will take vitamin supplements, and a majority buy the private-labeled garbage made with petrobacteria. That's bad. Well, let's look at vitamins versus painkillers. Now, financial experts are stating that in the United Kingdom, the supplement market is worth £1 billion. That's like $1.5 trillion. Consumers in the UK are spending more money annually on your synthetic vitamins than they do on painkillers. So in the United States, Americans are spending $17 billion a year on supplements. However, health experts are beginning to see that a majority of the supplements are of little value, and consumers are often deceived by the quality of the supplement. So Dr. Joseph McCrolla has reported that synthetic manufacturers are of supplements, your synthetic manufacturers of your supplements are now claiming that their fake nutrition is really a whole food. This is misleading. Most people, if you put a plate full of glucose and bacteria in front of them, they're not going to eat that, right? So, but they tend to put them in things like chewy gummies, lots of dye and flavoring, and people are none the wiser, right? Fool the taste buds and you're good to go. Well, let's look at what are in the whole foods. Whole foods are supposedly unrefined. An example is white flour is refined while whole grains are unrefined. So refined foods have a lot of the nutrition gets processed out of them because nutrients have a limit on shelf life. So they extract a lot of that and they extend the shelf life of the products. So likewise, most of your vitamin supplements are considered highly refined and really don't have a whole lot of whole food nutrition left in them. So studies have shown that refined foods create metabolic imbalance, and if not corrected, it will offer a pathway to disease. Now, most of the supplements in your retail stores are kind of isolated chemicals marketed as nutrients, and nutrition is a complex thing, okay? It's a complex chemistry God put together, not isolated chemicals that resemble, for example, let's say vitamin C, ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid represents just a part of the nutrient which we take for granted in things like oranges and lemons and limes. The problem is that science is incapable of creating life. God did that. He gets the credit, see. Here's a quote from nutraceutical products. This is by Calton Nutrition. They're writing about nutraceuticals. They say, most do not know that legally a vitamin can be marketed as a natural whole food product as long as it contains just 10% natural plant-derived ingredients. The other 90% are synthetics made in labs. They're chemicals. An example is the popular nutraceutical product. Wow. It's just a marketing gimmick, the nutraceuticals. So what happens, though, if you start pumping a lot of these fermented synthetic vitamins into your system? What happens when you ingest a synthetic vitamin supplement? Well, research reports that the human body treats these agents differently than when you eat a whole food item. So the body essentially is reacting to drugs, synthetics, because that is what drugs typically are made from, petrosynthetics. So if you kind of wondered why you take synthetic vitamins and it turns out your urine is really bright, fluorescent yellow, it's really because these vitamins are really not nutrients. These supplements produce foreign substances inside the human body called xenobiotics. And xenobiotics are, they cause a lot of stress on the system. So when you use a food-based supplement, for instance, the body reacts to them as if it were whole food. So with nature, you get a balanced, complex chemistry of nutrition. And within synthetic vitamins, you get isolated foreign substances that scientists calling xenobiotics. All right, so ever been to the store? Let's say you went to the GNC and you got something that was recommended. And you took it home, you took it, and you feel pretty good, you know, and you're telling your neighbors, your family members, your coworkers, man, this stuff's great. You should go get a bottle. And so you go back and get your second bottle, you know, because you're feeling really great. Then all of a sudden, it's not working so well. And you're wondering what's going on. Well, I hear from people over and over again that they brought a supplement home from a retail store. They felt it was working, and then it's just stopped working. Probably within 2 to 4 weeks, it just wasn't working. So it's these pesky, isolated lab chemicals that are made from the glucose and bacteria. They don't have the complex chemistry that real vitamins and minerals have that are necessary for the body to utilize them properly. So once your body supplies all the missing nutrition, so it can actually try to use some of your synthetic supplement, what you're really doing is devitalizing your medicinal stores rather than fortifying them. So when the body can't plug in the missing pieces after a couple of weeks, that's when you're not feeling any kind of benefit from that product. So really what you have is foreign substances masquerading as a vitamin supplement. In the end, that's what they are. Here's what Judith DeCava, she's a nutritionalist, says, separating the group of compounds in a vitamin complex converts it from a physiological biochemical active micronutrient into a disabled chemical of little to no value to living cells. just destroyed it. You're taking garbage. That's basically what she said. So if you take a good thing and you process it to death, you get a bad thing. So let's look, you know, you got supplement facts on your supplement bottles. So the nutrient labels on your vitamins can be a little confusing to consumers, and they read the supplement facts. They read the panel, and does your folate come from broccoli? Does it say that? I don't think it does. A little sleight of hand, the supplement industry, is that they can isolate folate in order to substandardize the nutrient, and it'll be a USP source that's isolated without any complex chemistry, and they say it comes in whole food. So it comes from whole food. That's not a lie, but it's not whole food once they isolate it, see. Now, Dr. McCullough is also telling us patients, you know, keep things simple and remember some of the basics, which would be, you know, have a healthy lifestyle, you know, and get your regular exercise in. Detox, time to time to stay healthy and ahead of the game. Relax and don't overstress. And also have a healthy spiritual life. That's right. Have that connection to the Holy Spirit, God above. That's going to save you tons of time and anxiety, and you will not be in the doctor's office waiting to be tested, because God is good, and he can pour out a healing, see, and his arm is not short, and he can be trusted. His promises, he fulfills those. So I agree with Marcola, but I probably would add to the list, you know, give more than you receive. Talk with God every day. Immune boost as needed. And if you're using supplements, make sure that they're truly whole food kind. Okay? But yeah, you will reap bukus of benefits by a close relationship to the Creator, for sure. You know? He knows his people. You know, a shepherd knows his flock, and he doesn't want his flock in harm's way. So when we depart from the shepherd, that's when we get in trouble. The shepherd doesn't depart from us. So it's when we kind of, maybe I should, you know, try this. Maybe it's not what you should be trying. So I would say, you know, my philosophy in life, people ask me all the time, you know, how do you stay healthy? Well, you know, I keep moving. The body's designed to move, not to be sedentary. And I try to keep the diet and lifestyle simple. I try to eat things in their original packaging. So instead of a lot of over-sweetened juice, I'll have an orange. I'll have, you know, cantaloupe and real pineapple. And you get lots of fiber as well. Yes, I have juice from time to time, but I make sure it's very simple. It's just juice. It's not with a lot of added sweeteners and stuff. And also, I highly recommend people read labels. And one of the things to read in labels is knowing what you're reading. And Dr. Ott wrote a book, Secret Assassins in Foods, which I highly recommend you pick up, because a lot of times the food industry, when people start to catch on what MSG is, then they change the name. So you didn't know it was in your, still in the food. You didn't see it MSG, so you figured it's not in there. I think it was, I think protein, some sort of fermented protein was an alias they used for it, as well as some sort of, I'm trying to think of all the names for MSG. But anyway, you could get it, all the list in Dr. Dot's book if you want to pick it up. That way, you know, you're not going to be fooled by the food industry, and you're going to come home with some really healthy stuff. My little rule, and my kids have adopted it, thank the Lord, that when you go shopping and you read the ingredient list, there's more than 7 or 8 ingredients, put it back. Not food anymore. When you have all these chemical and preservatives and stabilizers and all this stuff in it, it's not a food anymore. And you know what? If you come off, let's say, the standard potato chip out there, and you don't have potato chips for a while, and then maybe you're at a gathering at work or at family home and you eat a chip, you really taste the nasty, rancid oils in those chips when you come off of them. Okay? So the oils, the highly processed oils, not good for you. Not good for you. What kind of oil are you? I love Apollo olive oil. Love that. Awesome stuff. You can order it. They're from California. They press the olives in a vacuum. So there's a little chance of rancidity of the oil. And it's just lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. A lot of the oils that you see in the store, cold press, virgin olive oil, they're cut with other, they're adulterated with other oils. So don't ever believe that. So I'm a stickler for checking it out, right? Now, you may have an olive oil that's superb that I haven't mentioned, so you can always email me and let me know. What, Frank? Frank has something to say, y'all. he's got the list. Monosodium salt, monohydrate, monosodium glutamate, monohydrate, monosodium L-glutamate, monohydrate MSG, monohydrate sodium glutamate, monohydrate, mono. Thank you, Frank. Glutamic acid, monosodium salt, and monohydrate. And, I mean, if you read a label of an ingredient and you don't know what it means, I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't buy it. All right, so we got a few minutes. I thought we'd talk about getting back to our little vaccine topic. What vaccines do to kids? A lot of scientists now, especially at Yale, have been asking some questions. A lot of kids are experiencing disorders, obsessive-compulsive disorders, high rates of nervousness, anxiety disorders, higher than ever before recorded in history, so that should be a telltale sign. Now, in January 2017, in the Journal of Psychiatry, they published a study on adults who were diagnosed with various neuropsychotic disorders like obsessive-compulsive disorders, anorexia nervosa, and they were also showing that in patients that were vaccinated, especially with the influenza, these things were showing up within a month of getting the treatment. Other scientists collaborated on the study at Pennsylvania State University, Yale Child Study Center. So they're looking at these things, and they're asking questions, which, you know, I think is a good thing. So they're digging into some of the data, and they're saying this. This is from Dr. James Leckman, professor of pediatrics at Yale. He said, there's a fair amount of concern and interest in the vaccine safety questions. So we want to try to get some clinical data to further study and to help examine this issue in a more thorough way. Yeah, so these researchers actually took some information from health insurance databases involving claims of various neurological disorders that involved 15-year-old children to see if they were correlated to vaccinations, and this is what they found. They say vaccinations were given to 20% of the kids who later developed anorexia. Now, anorexia is an eating disorder, if you don't know what that is. Also, a higher percentage was found among the children that were diagnosed with also anxiety, HDAD, obsessive compulsive disorders, and they all developed these within 3 months of getting the vaccines, usually the flu, anything viral vaccine. Vaccines were also showing correlation with children developing major depression and bipolar disorders. This is Dr. Leckman. He says, some children after being vaccinated who experienced a lot of inflammation promoting an autoimmune condition also caused serious effects on brain development. We also see in the Scandinavian and China studies that H1N1 influenza vaccines cause narcolepsy. So the average time they say to get a vaccine approval is 15 to 20 years. And of course, we know what happened with the COVID thing. So what you, Frank keeps beeping me. What is it, Frank? Yeast extract. That's what I was thinking of. That's it. Sorry. Frank found it. Yeast extract is a code name, an alias to MSG. So get the book. Frank looked it up online, I'm thinking, right, Frank? Yeah. So you can find that stuff online, too. But there's so many chemical additives in your foods, you may want to get that book and keep it all straight. What you have is a lot of data that is showing an explosion of neurological disease-oriented problems since vaccinations kind of came in the scene. One doctor told me that Tourette's and other types of neurological disorders, didn't really exist until in the early 1990s. They started combining the shots, MMR, DBT. They had more adjuvants in them, and so this is when they started to see a lot of this type of disorder. Wasn't that it didn't exist? He says it wasn't around. It just kind of. Autism is a vaccine issue, is what the doctor was trying to say. Yeah. Autism has been actually associated with vaccines for a while. It's kind of the smoking gun. Autism is really not on the radar for science to debunk. Prior to 1983, school-age children, there wasn't really autism per se. I mean, not like you see it today. So there may be 1 in 10,000 kids that had autism before 1983. Now children receive 24 more vaccinations before the age of 1 year, 36 vaccines by the time they go to school. So your autism rate is now 1 in 150 kids. See? Now, I don't understand how science is supposed to be objective and looking at the evidence, observable science, how come that's just not hitting home there? Well, we all know the reason, don't we? We all know the reason. Vaccinations are the science, medical science is highly guarded secret. That was from Dr. Anthony Norris, told me that in 1994. So, Joseph McCullough says, scientists state that the least liable type of study is the epidemiological study because it's easy to manipulate the data and tells you anything you wish it to. So that's the problem. We got manipulation in science, and we talked about that before, the fraud within science. And devil's in the details, and you got people injecting your kids with this stuff. So hepatitis, by the time the kid comes out of mom, 6 vaccines by the age of 2 months, 5 more by the age of 4 months, 7 more by the age of 6 months, 5 more vaccines by 1 year. And the pediatricians recommend also the flu shots since the kid is 6 months of age or older. Oh, my word. Remember the proteins, the viral proteins. Remember that. It's important to understand that practicing pediatricians have never heard the truth about vaccines and what they contain, what damage they can do. They don't get immunology, nutrition in medical school. They don't get a whole lot of attention to this part in their residency training either. Most doctors don't have a concept of any new discoveries about vaccines. Vaccinology, virology, a lot of the stuff is in those journals. They're reading only the pediatric journals. That stuff's not going to be in there because they want the pediatricians to keep giving these vaccines. So please do your homework on any of this stuff, and I know I'm out of time. So go to thepowerherbs.com, get your free product catalog, get empowered. You'll be powerful. You'll just be probably better off and doing more than white coats can. Most people find that out. Go to 866-229-3663 to get the catalog or thepowerherbs.com. And I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical doctor before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wish you all to be well.
Thank you.